conversation and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning.
Shake your dildo at him. My buddy.
Dude, can we just like stick it right on the countertop over there? What do you think? He would be just absolutely mortified.
He'd be turned on.
Or we just set it right in the chair.
He wouldn't get up. Be like, all right, time to get ready for tonight's lightning. What?
Never mind.
No, yeah.
Like, what are the purpose of those though? Is that just for fun?
Just for realistic? Yeah. They're just ornamental. They're ornamental ball things. He's John. I'm Drew. We're John and Drew. Thank you very much for checking us out this afternoon. Go to theboneonline.com if you want to watch us on Bone TV.
Yeah, like, if you want to see me put the bone in Bone TV.
Well, there's a lot of cartilage, really.
It's still a bone. Still a bone.
We got holdovers, John. They're waiting to talk about whether it is cool or not cool to dissuade your kid from going into educating.
Yeah, that is the question. Don't forget it. Kelly Rizzo, she was the loved one. Were they married? I think they were married.
Oh, yeah.
The wife of Bob Saget, who died very... We had so many questions, and then just all of the questions went away. Maybe everything is on the up and up. But the actress confirmed her romance with Brecken Meyer, who the only thing I recognize him from his acting in, he was in Road Trip. So if you've ever seen the movie Road Trip, he was in that. I know he was a part of Robot Chicken because you just told me that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can think of him being in any other major film.
Same.
Either way, she has a romance with Brecken Meyer, and she is clapping back at those on the internet who seem to have a problem that she's moved on too quickly. It's been 2 years since Bob Saget died.
Damn.
She released a statement saying, unless you are a widow or widower, you truly have absolutely no place and no right to comment on this because you don't know what it's like. You just don't understand the incredibly complex, difficult, and dynamic thoughts and feelings that come up during this entire process. 2 years, and I mean, he wasn't an old man, so it was a sudden death of sorts. People are pissed. She's clapping back. Is it okay or not okay to shame someone and have a problem when they move on after their significant other passes away?
He got his debut in Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, 1991, and went on to be in Clueless, The Craft, Road Trip, Rat Race, and Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
There has to, I mean, would you not say, and I mean, maybe two years is the window, but There has to be a line where it feels at least unnatural. And I'm not even saying, like, you're heartless for moving on.
Right.
But if it happens super, super quick, you would just be worried. And not that you know, this person lost a loved one. So if you want to say something, that's on you. But, like, wouldn't you just worry that they're doing it for the wrong reasons?
Yeah.
And they're trying to kind of fill a hole?
Sure. And if you already knew the person and you're together within the first, I would say, 3 months of that person, then anyone's going to assume that you already had something going on.
Or just, and even if it's not that, it's just maybe you're coping in a way by trying to almost, you know, fill the void unnaturally. I mean, rather than properly grieving, and I'm not an expert in grief or mourning or anything like that, but, you know, if you don't know someone, and especially when it's been 2 years, to publicly shame them, I think you're probably just being a dick. I know it's tough. Like, especially, like, these are the situations I think about. You've got a son or a family member who passes away, and then that person's wife is moving on immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I can see for the family having a tough time grappling with you moving on so quickly. And then your mind goes to bad places where, did you really love this person? How much did you love them? Like you just said, did you have something going on with this other person already? How could you be thinking of anybody else already? And I think it's just, it's for everyone to decide. But 9 out of 10 times, I would say mind your damn business.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Garabo Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey guys, how's it going? How you doing? Happy hump day.
Happy hump day to you. What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
I'm originally from New Jersey, but I would listen to you guys all the time at Gennaro's in St. Pete Beach.
Oh, nice.
I heard Marcello was on Mo's show last night.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, yeah.
How's he doing? What's he up to?
He had some new venture, but I got out of my car and didn't find out.
Oh.
Sorry, Mo.
Yeah, I used to work there for a few years. So he would listen. He would have you guys on all the time.
Hell
and
yeah.
We love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys had moved on from the previous okay or not.
Nope.
Okay. Cool,
lay it
not
on
cool
us.
For the teachers being assaulted and whatnot. I've been a teacher for 10 years. I started in Jersey, went to Florida, and then I went abroad to China for the last 5 years. I spent entire COVID during that time.
Oh, in China?
I'll just have you. Yeah, it was wild.
Dude.
And yes, hey, Marcello, Vicky, I'm still alive. No, oh my gosh. I'm back in St. Pete, and I'm teaching in Largo at it's like a private school. So I have like six students. It's great. I love it. But yeah, I definitely know the issues in the education field here. Florida has many, many, many alternative schools, like behavioral schools. I'm very familiar with that. Dropout prevention programs, at-risk youth. I'm well aware that they don't really put a lot of funding in their school system. It's non-tenure also, so they basically tossed teachers' union out the window. They basically got rid of teachers' union years ago.
Did you teach kids in China as well? Like you were teaching kids in China?
Yes.
What's the difference? What's the difference between American kids and Chinese kids?
It's a huge difference. They don't tolerate that. They would never put up with that. There's about 50 to 70 kids in a class because the population's so high. There's like 1.9 billion people there.
Say 75 kids.
Yeah,
a lot of kids.
Oh, they could gang up on you.
Yeah, no discipline issues though. They keep it tight over there.
Yeah, not at all.
What was COVID like over there? Just like I don't think I've ever talked to anyone who was in China during COVID time. Was it lockdown city?
It was ridiculous. It was crazy. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was really tough. I mean. There were times where, like, you know, we couldn't leave and go out, or we could only go out every 2 days for like 2 hours. And it was really strict. And it was really tough. I couldn't actually leave and come back here and then go back without having any issues, without quarantine and all that stuff. It was really hard.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
Sorry to bring up painful memories. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, I had a lot of really good memories working and living there. But, yeah, I mean, big difference in education and big difference in, like, how what they put up with and what they don't put up with and what they tolerate and don't tolerate. And they would never tolerate that.
Yeah.
In terms of talking like a kid out of, you know, going into the education field.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cool or not cool?
I think it would just be, like, up to them and how they feel personally.
Perfect. Thank you, Jackie.
Dude, she had a bit of a toned-down Lisa the Rooster vibe going on
there
for a second.
Like a little bit less manic.
Yeah, like a little less meth. She was just like, I was in China, and the kids are here, and the kids are there, and I'm here, and I'm there.
By the way, congratulations again to Leo Schofield and his family. From his sister, Kristen, we can contact Gilbert and Scott Cupp to know more of what Leo can do when he's out. Nobody wants to put him in any danger or trouble. He can't do anything until he gets out of the halfway house.
Is this to you, or this is like a public somewhere?
To me.
Nice.
From a kid named Dakota.
Yeah.
Not the same one.
Wait, what?
I know. It's this dude, Dakota, who messages me from time to time.
So that wasn't message to you from her?
No. It was message to me from Dakota per Leo's sister.
That seems on the up and up.
Drew Gabba Live with John Senning. Just realized that. Hello. Drew Gabba Live with John Senning. Hello.
I got excited for a second.
Hello? Get excited again. Hi, he's John and I'm Drew. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Marty. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Marty. Not enough Martys in this world, man.
You said Artie.
It's not. No. That's all right, man. I like to be the only one.
Oh, hell yeah, man. I know what you're saying.
Are we still talking about the teachers? Are we talking about the it's okay to move on from the...
You take what you want. It's like a regular buffet. You're... Take what you want. Please eat
I like
what you
it.
Take.
You're the party, Marty.
I think I will choose... I got a little bit on both, actually. But
let her rip.
Be a smarty, buddy.
I can try the whole buffet.
All right,
I think it depends on how long a person's been, like, the person died, or, you know, my father-in-law died, and by the time the funeral came around, his current significant other already had a, she already had a boyfriend.
Oh, no.
I think that's too soon.
Wait, by the time they put him in the ground, she was already linked up with someone else.
Yeah, yeah. So
what did that make you think? Was your initial thought that she was in it for the money? I'm sorry, did you say they were married? Did she get a payday? Like, what were your thoughts on why she moved on?
They were like, they were out of state, so in that state there wasn't a, she did get a payday. She did get a payday, yeah. But he wasn't, like, wealthy. He just had a good, he got a payday from another relative passing away.
Oh.
And she wasn't married into the family or anything, but they've been together a long time, like 10 plus years.
Do you tell her that she couldn't have a plus one at the funeral?
You know what? You never think to do that, but yeah. I think going forward, I think this is advice for everybody: do not let your let him have a plus one at the funeral.
Did she? She didn't bring him, did she?
I don't know if he just showed up or he was there. Yeah.
Oh damn!
Wasn't even it was my father-in-law. So you know, my wife's father. I was like, dude,
you needed to step up and defend the honor of that family and beat his ass
at the funeral.
Yeah.
I think I should have. Well, he had sons. He had some male sons. None of them wanted to make a big deal about it.
Damn,
so.
Male sons.
Yeah, I would have had their back if they did. You know, I would have had their back. But
yeah, stand up for Pappy.
Thank you. 727-579-1025. I will tell you, bringing a new flame to a funeral.
Like, you have to know, no matter what you think, and if you are the most justified in your heart, you look like a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Like, undeniably. Yeah. Like, no matter how justified you may think you are.
Yeah. Like, you could justify yourself meeting someone new within a week and you're in love with that person, you're still going to look awful if you bring that person to the funeral.
And they had to have something. They had to have something already cooking. Like, they didn't, depending on how long it took, you know, sometimes those funerals, they take a while to plan and put together and stuff. But depending on how long it took, people are just going to assume, okay, you were banging this guy the whole time.
Yep. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, John. And Drew, it's Sue.
Hey, Sue.
I'm calling about the, is it okay to accept what's happening? My father died, and a year after he died, my mom went on a date with somebody she knew since she was a teenager.
All right.
And it was at Thanksgiving, and at Christmas they were engaged, and they got married the following May.
Oh, my
God. I was super resentful.
Sure.
I didn't like it. I just thought, like, you know, he didn't really have anything. I thought he's just in it for the money. But I have to tell you, they were married for, you know, maybe 10 or 12 years. I don't even remember because it's a while. But the thing of it was, is my mom got cancer, and this guy was really, truly a Florence Nightingale. He took such good care of my mom, and if she didn't do what she did, she would have been alone. And now that I'm old, I see so many older people that have lost their spouses that have decided not to go for a new spouse or whatever, and they're miserable.
Yeah.
And I think all our people up there, or down there, wherever, they would want you to be happy and to enjoy your life. So I say go for it, you know.
Killing
the respect of who you love. My mother always loved my father, and, you know.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Sue.
That was the one relationship when I was kind of running through different scenarios that's probably the biggest that we didn't touch on. You lose a parent, and then your other parent moves on. Because then it's not even – you're not even just – judging or looking at it as moving on too quickly, you then have to run that person through the lens of your parent that you lost. And nobody, for most, at least initially, and in Sue's case too, like, nobody's going to take the place of your dad or your mom. And then you got this guy around. I don't know how you don't resent that person.
And it's got to be tough to be, especially if that person has no ill intentions, to be that new person knowing that, like, no matter what, you're going to be looked at as not their dad.
Dude, it happened in Man of the House, Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase got with Farrah Fawcett after the husband had died, and her son, played by Jonathan Taylor Thomas, was very resentful and did everything he could to get him out of the house. And what do you know? They ended up becoming buddies because they joined the Little Indians group together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Is that the movie where Farrah got ass cancer and died?
No, I think that wasn't a movie. That happened in real life. This was a Disney movie. There was no ass cancer.
Like a matter of opinion. Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Hello. Hello, Drew Gobble Live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, it's Corey.
Hi, Corey. What's up?
Hey, Leo Schofield, wasn't he in Grady Judd's County?
Polk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it?
Which part of yes did you not understand? It's a one-syllable word.
Sure, it wasn't Hardy County?
Oh, Hardy's nuts going to go all over your face, dude.
Damn, bro.
Don't step to the king. You best not miss, dog. Dude, your energy was all wrong.
Yeah, dude.
By the way, you weren't here, but how about that artichoke on these nuts? Have you heard it?
No, you were right. I was driving did that happen to you while I was driving?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty great.
And the guy, because, you know, what else do you do other than hang up? The guy sent me a message. He was like, dude, I can't believe you hung up on me. That was a really good joke. I still had stuff to say. And I'm like, dude, once you drop a D's nuts, the call is over.
Yeah.
Like, you can have won. You
right.
won.
Yeah.
But the call's over.
Yeah, no, yeah. He was good.
He was fine. Yeah. But also, like, the call's over.
Yeah, and you're right. You said it on the air, and you just said it now. I don't think I had ever heard that setup before.
It's sad.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's sad we didn't get to it first.
Drew Graba live with John Senning.
Hey, John, this is Eric. John. Drew.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
John,
good.
Good
hey,
to hear you.
Good. I love you guys. You guys are great. Hey, about this whole thing with Saget's wife, you know, 2 years, everybody, I just lost my wife last year.
Oh, no.
And everybody has their own way of grieving, and grieving takes time. Some people get over it or move forward sooner than others.
True.
You know, some may never do. So, you know, if you've never been in that situation, nobody has the right to judge anybody for it all, how long or how little it takes for them to get involved.
I hear what you're saying loud and clear. I really do. But, like, what if it's a week? Like, what if within a week someone finds a new love and they're flaunting their new relationship on social media and in real life?
Well, you know, that's up for them to handle it. You know, that's their decision.
And I also think in those situations, you have to be self-aware enough, much like many of the conversations we've had today, to know that people are going to be judging you, and they're kind of in the right. Because for the person that isn't there, it seems hard to comprehend.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking a week, a month, or something like that, if someone who you truly, really love died, to think that you could have somebody moved in or into your life that quick,
you're right. In a case like that, yeah, there was definitely something going on, and, you know, that may be a TV show in the future.
Oh.
On one of these Dateline shows.
Sure.
But, you know, if it's after like a year or 2 years, nobody has a right to judge anybody for that moving on.
You're right. And because they're in the public eye, and because Bob Saget was so beloved, I think people feel like they got to pipe up with an opinion. 727-579-1025.
I mean, my thought is, you know, we got to look at this guy now, you know, find out where he was on the day that Bob died.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of connections he has.
Yeah, you got blood on your hands, Breckenmeyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drew Graba live with John Senning. Robot Chicken's so funny. I think
hey,
that
John.
Is one of the most underrated funny shows ever on television.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement.
Hello.
Great show.
Hi.
I think a fair rule of thumb would be, like, every year in marriage, you have to wait a month to be free from judgment.
That's a really good rule of thumb.
Well, what if you're married for 50 years? You might not have that many
right.
months
it
left.
It gets a little hairy once you, because you can't wait 4 years
no.
or something. So there might be a cap on the high end, but something along those lines, I think we're on the right path.
Thank you. That's
a
great call.
I think we should have more mathematical equations for just life rules.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of written. Like, you can break the rule, really, but, like, we live by a general standard of, you know, what was it again?
It was 1 month for every year you were married.
Yeah.
So if you're married for 10 years, you got to wait almost a year.
I would say, how about this? That's the rule, but after 20 years, it goes to a month.
Okay.
So that, because
it resets?
It just, the period of time gets to be less because you technically at that point have less time on earth. You don't have that much time to wait around.
Okay. Yeah. And anything after that is just 1 month.
Yeah.
Perfect. We're going to come back and I'm going to give you today's fun fact, which is, it's kind of divisive between John and me. John hates this character. I love this character and find it to be one of the funniest Looney Tunes ever to Looney a Tune.
Mm.
Achieva Credit Union, with a strong focus on community and customer service, has over